So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned a brisa of ganav v'tavach b'Shabbos, a case in which one stole an animal and slaughtered it on Shabbos, or ganav v'tavach l'avodah zarah, he slaughtered it for avodah zarah, or ganav v'shar hanisko tvachai, he stole and slaughtered an animal which was chayiv misa for killing a person. Mishalom tashlumi arba v'chamisha. Rameir says that he's required to pay the owner 4 or 5 times the animal's value to compensate for the kneva and tvicha. And the Gemara explained that kim le b'dirabimine is not applicable because we are speaking of a case of b'teveach al de'achar. The animal is slaughtered through a shliach, an agent of the ganav. Therefore, the ganav is not liable for Mises Besen because he did not perform the tvicha. The Chacham disagree and say that he is exempt from tashlumin. The Gemara now explains the reasoning of the Chacham. Man Chachamim Reb Shimon hi do'amar shchita she'in ru'uya lo yishma shchita. A shchita which is not fit, and that it does not render the meat fit to be eaten, is not considered a shchita regarding transgressions which require a shchita. Since one is only liable for tashlum midal v'hei through a shchita, he is potter mitashlum midal v'hei. And Rameir says chayv because he holds shchita she'in ru'uya shma shchita. The Gemara explains that all the above cases are a shchita she'in ru'uya. Shchita l'avodah zarah is asa b'hana, prohibited for all benefits, because it's considered zivchei mason, and a mace is asa b'hana. Shchita shor hanisgal is asa b'hana, through an additional pasuk which states, lo yochel es besari, that one is prohibited to eat the meat of a shor hanisgal that was nishchat, slaughtered, and the Gemara explains that this includes iser hana as well. Shchita b'Shabbos is also b'achila because of the Isra of Maisa Shabbos. When one is machal Shabbos b'mezid, transgresses Shabbos intentionally, for example, if he shechs or cooks, there is an Isra achila lo'olam, it is forbidden to be eaten forever. The Gemara elaborates about this issue that there is actually a machlekes, Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan HaSamler, regarding the extent of the Isra achila lo'olam. Both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda agree that the Isra Achila L'Olam only applies loy, to the one who transgressed, because Maisa Shabbos D'Rabbanan, it is only prohibited mid-Rabbanan, and the Chacham penalized only him, not others. However, Reb Yochanan HaSamler disagrees and says that the Isra Achila L'Olam applies loy ulacher, to others as well. There is a machlokes in the reasoning of Reb Yochanan HaSamler. Chad Amar Maisa Shabbos D'Oraisa. Some say that Rabbi Yochanan HaSamler holds that Maisa Shabbos is prohibited midoraisa by the pasuk, which states, "Ushmartem Maisa Shabbos ki kodesh hilochem." You shall guard the Shabbos because it is kodesh, sacred for you. The Torah compares Shabbos to hekdesh to teach, "Ma kodesh asa b'achila af Maisa Shabbos asur b'achila." Just as hekdesh is prohibited for eating, so too Maisa Shabbos is prohibited for eating. Therefore, since Maisa Shabbos is asa midoraisa, Chacham and patron can even refer to Shechet b'Shabbos because Shechita she'ena ru'yehi. B'charam d'rabbanan. Others say that although Maisa Shabbos is asa l'acherim, it is only asa m'drabbanan because the pasuk states, "Ushmartem Maisa Shabbos ki kodesh hilochem." The word "he" is a mi'uta, an exclusion, which teaches "he kodesh ve'imaser kodesh." Only Shabbos is compared to hekdesh, but Maisa Shabbos is not compared to hekdesh. Therefore, since Maisa Shabbos is only asa midrabanan, Chacham Patron cannot refer to Shechet b'Shabbos because midaraisa shchita ru'yehi. Kiko patra bana sha'ara, and the Chacham only exempt him from payment in the other cases of Shechet la'avodah zarah v'shar haniskal, which are shchita she'ena ru'yeh. Rava says, la'olam b'taveich al de'atzmai. The Braisa refers to a case in which the ganav performed both Gineva and Tvicha, and nevertheless, according to Reb Meir, Mishalom Tashlum Abba V'Chamisha. Although Reb Meir Meis Mishalom Lesley, Reb Meir says that one does not receive a multiple punishment of Misa Amamen because Kim L'Bedrabmine applies to Chiv Mises Bezdin. However, in this case, he does pay because Chidush Shechit Shetar B'Knas, Avgav D'Miktel Mishalom. Kim L'Bedrabmine does not apply to a Knas, a penalty. It applies only to Tashlumin, an obligation of compensation. Therefore, in this case, he is punished with both Misa and Mammon. The Chacham patron, because they hold that Kim L'Dramine applies to Knas as well. The Gemara continues, V'az de Rab L'Tameh, Rabbah applies his reasoning in Remeir to a case of Hayigdi Gonavloi Utavachi B'Shabbos Chayiv. If someone stole a goat on a weekday and slaughtered it on Shabbos, he is liable for Tashlum Midal Behei. He is liable for Karen, the principal value of the goat, which is not a Knas, because of Geneva. And there is no Kimle B'Dirabmine, Shekfar Neschayiv B'Geneva Koidim Shriyavl the Isser Shabbos. The Chiv Tashlumin was incurred through Geneva B'Choyl on a weekday, before the Chiv Misa, which was incurred through Shchita on Shabbos. A Misa cannot absolve the pre-existing Tashlumin, and he is liable for Knas through Shchita B'Shabbos, and there is no Kimle B'Dirabmine because Chiddush Shchita Torah B'Knas Afakav D'Mikdil M'Shalom. However, Ganav V'Tavach B'Shabbos Pater. If he stole by way of Chil Shabbos and slaughtered the goat on Shabbos, he is not liable for Tashlum Dal Behei because he is not liable for the Karen because of Gineva B'Shabbos, because of Kimle B'Drabmine. And he is not liable for the remaining Gimel V'Dalet, a Knas, through Shechita B'Shabbos, Shemein Gineva Ein Tivicha V'Mechir, because the Chiv Gimel V'Dalet is an addendum to the Chiv Karen. And since he is Pater B'Karen because of Kimle B'Drabmine, he is Pater from the additional Gimel V'Dalet as well. The discussion of Kimle B'Drabmine and Ein Eloikim Mishalem continues in the next daf.